Today, the state troopers put out their most recent data on illegal drugs trafficking through Alaska. The annual drug report suggests the state is dealing with a 1-2 punch of growing demand amid declining resources for police and substance abuse treatment. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the troopers are pointing to their partnerships with other law enforcement agencies as a strategy for filling in gaps.
Well, welcome, everybody.
At a press conference in Anchorage, Captain Michael Duxbury summarized the 2017 drug report's key conclusions.
The problem is getting worse, that there are correlations with the increase in crime, and the lethality of the problem is increasing.
To either side of the podium were charts of drug trends, as well as pictures of heroin and the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl. Duxbury says that in his nearly three decades with the troopers, the volume of hard drugs that law enforcement is seizing is unprecedented. From 2016 to 17, the amount of heroin intercepted by police doubled, and those seizures represent only a small sample of drugs in the state. Officials are increasingly using the term polydrug use to describe people who are regularly consuming multiple mood-altering substances. Though the governor's administration issued a disaster declaration over the opioid epidemic, Duxbury points out there was also a five-fold increase in the amount of methamphetamine seized this last year.
Although it's an opioid crisis, the opioid in the state of Alaska is the conduit for talking about the polydrug use problem that we have.
The Department of Public Safety is having problems of its own. As of August, about an eighth of the budgeted trooper positions are vacant. Financial cuts have limited travel to investigate cases, particularly in rural areas, and there are fewer state prosecutors to even try cases. In response, the troopers have ramped up their collaborations with other federal, state, and local partners. That means other law enforcement agencies, but also civilian and private sector entities in places where most drugs enter communities.
It is happening in the airports. It is happening in the ports that are bringing it to Alaska, and it happens also in the mail. And that is one of the reasons why one of our federal partners is the USPS.
In spite of expanding problems with hard drugs, the troopers note that for Alaskans, alcohol remains the most prevalent substance of abuse, contributing to death. State public health officials say that double the number of people died last year from alcohol-related causes as opioids or meth combined. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.